products to sell 2024. This is a LED candle.
Most sold Amazon finds of 2024. This genius flipping tool that makes pan frying or barbecuing so much easier.
Absolutely genius.
This smart chair.
This is a product that I would not invest in. And the reason why is I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. In today's episode, we're going to be diving deep on some trending products in the marketplace, and I'm going to give you my 2 cents and let you know whether I think they're good or not for you to sell. Let's jump in.
10 most sold Amazon finds of 2024. Number 10 are these headphones that have a built-in touchscreen to easily pause, play, or control the volume of your music.
Those headphones were so cool. I've got the Apple EarPods, and they don't have that damn LCD controller. As a product that you would sell on Amazon, I'd be careful, because I actually did some research recently about selling iPhone or Apple type products online, and the margins are so small. If you can get that product with a really, really good margin, I'm talking, I would want that to be 40-30%, no less than 30%, then it could be something really, really good to get, because EarPods are a hot product. A lot of people use them. The other thing I really like about those EarPods is the weight. They're so light. Now, you'll find these days that shipping products around the world is super, super expensive. And if you can ship products that are light in weight, you will definitely maximize your profits. Because shipping from, say, China to America, if it's by sea freight in a container, it still costs a lot of money. And in this case, being a hot type selling product, you would have to ship a lot of them, like thousands of them, into Amazon. And therefore, it would cost you a lot of money. Being lightweight, you could ship a lot of products in one shipment and maximize your profits.
Number 9 sweeps your whole yard clean of leaves or grass clippings, making fall and spring cleanup a breeze.
That one was really interesting as a hot selling product. Who would have thought that a leaf pickup device was a hot selling product? I do like it because it does solve a problem, right? They're the types of products that I love, because I sell a healthcare product that solves a problem in respiratory conditions, and it sells like hotcakes because it's needed. Who wants to be raking up leaves all day when you could use something like that that just basically sucks them all up into its own little bin? What I would be careful about though with that type of product is it looks like it's actually light, not as light as the EarPods. However, it could be quite bulky. So I'd want to make sure that the shipping dimensions aren't too big in order to maximize your profits. Something to think about.
Number 8 is this smart chair that reclines automatically, massages or heats your seat, and has a power station for charging your device. 7.
Now that seat is interesting because I've got seat warmers in my cars. Now you can actually transfer that and get it in your lounge room. This is a product that I can tell you from the outset, is something I would not invest in. And the reason why is it's going to be so heavy and bulky. It would cost an arm and a leg to ship that thing. And just imagine as well, when it goes out to the customer and they decide that they don't like it, it's going to be shipped back. You're going to have to repack it, reship it. It's just a freaking nightmare. So good luck to the people who are selling that one.
7 is this insulated cup that can hold frozen and boiling liquids at the same time.
Frozen and boiling liquids at the same time. I never would have thought that that was even a thing that people needed, let alone a hot product. Is it something that I would sell? Probably, if I could get the right margin. I like the fact that it's light in weight, easy to ship, and people need containers to put liquid in. It's everywhere. It's in everyone's kitchen. Something to think about.
6 is this genius rinsing colander that's designed to rest on the edge of your sink. Number 5 will keep you entertained for hours as it turns any stairs into a playground slide.
Wow, did you see that? A slide for the stairs. I've actually got 2 kids myself. I don't have a slide anywhere, and this would be very entertaining for them, especially during those holidays. Now, would I actually sell it? Probably not. I think this one's going to be a little bit bulky for me to have in Amazon, and it's going to cost more in shipping. But if it was compact enough, if perhaps it folded down even further, then you get it into a smaller box, it might be viable.
Number four is a silent Bluetooth speaker that goes underneath your pillow and can only be heard by the person laying.
Oh, look, I do like that because I'm one of those people that I have my earpods in when I'm looking at my phone at nighttime and my wife's lying next to me. This would be great because sometimes I have my earpods in and I roll over and fall asleep and then wake up in the middle of the night and they're lying around somewhere. So this product actually does solve a genuine problem. The reason I also like it is it's very, very small, so easy to ship. I would just want to, again, make sure that the margins are healthy, at least 30%.
Number three are these wireless home security cameras that require no installation as they stick to any magnetic surface.
Oh, I can see why the cameras are a hot selling product because I've just installed cameras in my house and wires had to go everywhere. This is very, very clever. I think if you could get the rights to this one and sell it, it would be certainly a product that would be in demand because people are always thinking about security. So it does solve a problem. It's new and people would love it.
In second place is this genius flipping tool that makes pan frying or barbecuing so much easier.
That has been a pain problem in kitchens since the dawn of time, right? And all it took was someone to put an extra bit of plastic on the end so you can flip it. Absolutely genius. I like the fact that it solves a problem. I like the fact that it's light. And I guarantee you that product probably only costs about $1 to manufacture. And they're probably retailing that, I would say, for probably like $4, $15, $20. So probably a very healthy margin on that one.
And the most purchased Amazon finds so far this year are these peel and stick pull-out drawers that make your cabinets more organized and functional.
Yeah, I think they're great. Something I would not sell though, for the reason why, too heavy, too bulky. I'm gonna let somebody else try and sell those. Okay guys, let's react to the next video. Let's see what's in store.
Five products to sell 2024. Last one is the best one. This is a LED candle. It has a remote to change the color and you can also put it on random color changing. Buy it for $2.33 to $2.60 and sell it for $20 to $39. The shipping cost for this product is very low. This product would be your winning product to sell for Christmas and New Year 2024.
Okay, look, the candle wasn't as inspiring as the last lot of video we saw because the product doesn't solve a problem. That's the first thing. It's very, very easy to copy that product. So you're going to probably have, although the guy said you could sell it for what, $20, $30, $40, I'm skeptical of the $40 price point. If you can sell it for that, then there's obviously a lot of margin there, but I don't know about the competition. There could be so much competition being such an easy product to copy that you could find it's a race to the bottom. And that's what you got to be careful about.
This is a foldable kettle. You can boil water and even make noodles in it. Buy it for $2.90 and sell it for $16 to $22. This is one of the best dropshipping products to sell 2024. Definitely source this product from China. Top trending products to sell right now.
Wow, that's a really interesting product. I've never seen a folding kettle. Amazing. Would I sell that product? Yeah, I would. I think it's kind of interesting and unique, and that's why I would take a gamble and sell it, especially if I could be first to market and dominate, build up the reviews, keep the price high, keep the margins high, and hopefully squash all competition.
This is a trending water bottle. It has a band which makes it easy to carry and is super stylish. Buy it for $2.80 to $5.80 and sell it for $18 to $60. Water bottle is a high demand product to sell in United States.
That band is an interesting one. I personally wouldn't sell that one. Ultimately, I actually like products that retail for at least $30. Anything under that makes it very, very difficult to include advertising, which is called PPC, pay per click, within the Amazon marketplace. And advertising can easily erode away your profits. Definitely something to think about when going into Amazon.
This is a G-shaped radio. Some of them have charger, clock, and karaoke options. It's one of the most trending products to sell on Amazon and Shopify with 300 to 700% profit margin. I purposely put this video to show you the variety of one single product in China. I know this is a super hard task for you to find the right product on Alibaba. So here are some of these prices. $3.98, $3.58, $5.40, $5.92, $15.35, same product with different quality, $4.90, and $5.89. If you want to start a business with $5,000 or more, definitely think about importing products from China.
Guys, how incredible was that product? It looked amazing. Now, when you're going onto the Amazon marketplace, the only way people can tell if you've got a great product is by looking at the screen. In other words, they can't pick it up and hold it. That type of product is really going to stand out well on the Amazon marketplace as people are scrolling through all the different types of products, especially with those lights. Once they get into the listing, they're going to be able to see the videos. It's going to look incredible and I think amazing in anyone's house, especially probably kids. It's really, really different. Based on his numbers, I think you could have a really, really healthy profit margin, especially if your product could be unique in the marketplace, kick out all the other competitors.
These are decorative clocks. They are unique products to sell and basically you can price them as much as you want because they are rare and unique. Buy them for 41 cents, $7.80, $7.90, $18.45, and $25.
Those clocks looked really, really impressive. Probably something that I wouldn't do. The clock is kind of a decorative piece. Those types of things is something that I just don't invest in. I would rather have something that is solving a problem because these days, of course, you've got a watch, you've got an iPhone, you've got the time everywhere. So it's going to be a discretionary spend for most people is a very, very fancy wall clock. So I would avoid that one. All right, let's check out the next video. What's in store for me?
A lot of you asked what is the best product to sell on Amazon. Number one, it should be lightweight. Anything less than 1.5 pounds is perfect. Number two, it should be small. This is going to help you with your shipping costs. The product should also be sold for more than $15. That way you have enough margins to make profits.
So overall, what she said was right. I would keep it lightweight and small if possible. But that's not to say that you can't make money in other types of products. You absolutely can. It's just that the small and lightweight ones are going to be possibly a way for you to maximize your profits simply because your shipping cost is going to be reduced. So guys, as you can see from that video, there's a few things that I repeated. Preferably small, preferably lightweight, keep it above $30, and make sure you focus on your PPC advertising because that can easily eat away your margins. And making money on Amazon is what it's all about. The other thing I'd really look forward to is things that solve a problem. That is going to be key rather than just fads. You could certainly do fads. Something that I don't do, not to say you can't make money, but I rather focus on longevity rather than shortevity because I want a product that's going to last the test of time and essentially be evergreen, always in demand. But guys, if you want to know more about the certain attributes that I look for in products that people need, you can always jump into my community. I actually have a full list there of exactly the type of products that I look for with every single attribute. Come and join the community there, and I'm happy to share that with you. All right, guys, thanks for joining me in this episode. See you next time. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.